What harm could it do? The pay's the thing.
Howell raised his head.
What?
He said, muzzily.
I said, the play's the thing, said Vitola.
There was silence again, except for the drumming of Howell's fingertips. The bag of silver seemed to have grown larger. In fact, it seemed to fill the room.
The thing is,
Vitola began unnecessarily loudly.
The way I see it,
Howell began. They both stopped.
After you, sorry.
It wasn't important. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we could afford to build the disc anyway, said Howell.
Just the shell and the stage, said Vitola. But not all the other things. Not the trapdoor mechanism, or the machine for lowering gods out of heaven, or the big turntable, or the wind fans.
We used to manage without all that stuff,
said Howell.
Remember the old days? All we had was a few planks and a bit of painted sacking. But we had a lot of spirit. If we wanted wind, we had to make it ourselves.
He drummed his fingers for a while.
Of course,
he added quietly.
We should be able to afford a wave machine. A small one. I've got this idea about this ship wrecked on an island. Where there is this...
Sorry.
Vitola shook his head.
But we've had some huge audiences, said Tom John.
Sure, lad, sure. But they pay in halfpennies. The artificers want silver. If we wanted to be rich men, people,
he corrected hurriedly,
we should have been born carpenters.
Vitola shifted uneasily.
I already owe Christopher's the Troll more than I should.
The other two stared.
He's the one that has people's limbs torn off, said Tom John.
How much do you owe him?
Said Howell.
It's all right, said Vitola hurriedly. I'm keeping up the interest payments, more or less.
Yes, but how much does he want?
An arm and a leg.
The dwarf and the boy stared at him in horror.
How could you have been so...
I did it for you two. Tom John deserves a better stage. He doesn't want to go ruining his health, sleeping in lattice and never knowing a home. And you, my man, you need somewhere settled, with all the proper things you ought to have, like trapdoors and wave machines and so forth. You talked me into it, and I thought, they're right. It's no life on the road, giving two performances a day to a bunch of farmers and going round with a hat afterwards. What sort of future is that? I thought, we've got to get a place somewhere, with comfortable seats for the gentry, people who don't throw potatoes at the stage. I said, blow the cost. I just wanted you to...
all right,
said Howell.
I'll write it.
I'll act it,
said Tom John.
I'm not forcing you, mind,
said Vitola.
It's your own choice.
Howell frowned at the table. There were, he had to admit, some nice touches. Three witches was good. Two wouldn't be enough. Four would be too many. They could be meddling with the destinies of mankind and everything. Lots of smoke and green light. You could do a lot with three witches. It was surprising no one had thought of it before.
So we can tell this fool that we'll do it, can we?
Said Vitola, his hand on the bag of silver. And of course you couldn't go wrong with a good storm. And there was the ghost routine that Vitola had cut out of Please Yourself, saying that they couldn't afford the muslin. And perhaps he could put death in, too. Young Daffy would make a damn good death, with white makeup and platform soles.
How far away did he say he'd come from?
He said.
The Ram Tops, said the playmaster. Some little kingdom no one's ever heard of sounds like a chest infection.
It'd take months to get there.
I'd like to go anyway, said Tom John. That's where I was born.
Vitola looked at the ceiling. Howell looked at the floor. Anything was better just at that moment than looking at each other's face.
That's what you said, said the boy. When you did a tour of the mountains, you said.
Yes, but I can't remember where.